Praise be Jesus and Mary. As we head towards the end of the liturgical year, we start to get readings on the last day, readings on the second coming, readings on the final judgment. And as far as I'm aware, this is the first flash that we get of that in the first reading from the prophet Joel. It talks about the day of the Lord being near. Alas, the day of the Lord, for near is the day of the Lord, and it comes as ruin from the Almighty. And then again, the prophet says, for the day of the Lord is coming. Yes, it is near, a day of darkness and of gloom, a day of clouds and somberness. And so from these words, we get the homily of doom and gloom, right? Yes, it is near, a day of darkness and gloom. And then, from the responsorial psalm, we read that the Lord will judge the world with justice. All right, so all of this is to remind us that final day will come, all right? And when it finally does come, it's going to seem like no time has passed at all. Okay, it's going to come very quickly, and before we know it, we will be there. And so we should remind ourselves, really every day, examining our conscience, usually in the prayer life, fundamental prayer life of every Christian, in the evening, before going to sleep, we should make our examination of conscience, of how the day went today. The faults that we have fallen into, the infidelity to grace or in fulfilling our duty, these type of things. And it doesn't have to be long, you know, 1 minute, 2 minutes, just reflecting on how the day went and making an act of contrition, right, for our infidelities, and also preparing ourselves, you know, reflecting on, am I ready to meet the Lord? Right? If our Lord were to call me this night to render an account for my life, is there something different that I would like to have done with my life? If I knew that I were going to be called, what would I have done differently? And then that's how we make our resolve. Okay? If our Lord is gracious enough to give us many more days, or even a few more days, we should put that resolution into practice. Right? So when that day does come, we're good and ready to meet the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.